In summary, the primary content of the first year of system readiness is going to feature the 8 existing informational overviews and the 5 application training modules released since the AWIPS 2 migration in 2015. Additionally, more modules will be added to the system readiness curriculum in the CLC on a quarterly basis with the new AWIPS builds. The AWIPS Convective Warning Fundamentals course materials may also be used to supplement system readiness training. In particular, the VLAB web content, job sheets, and West to Bridge exercise videos are readily available, though being able to manage all this through the CLC will be in future updates. The materials we have for you to make this easier are the questionnaire, answer key, system readiness aid, certificate, and CLC full and new curriculums for organizing your system readiness plan. We will also be providing monthly reports to assist in tracking completions. So what do we recommend to do next? We recommend all users and AWIPS focal points take each informational overview with the build installation, or catch up on the previous one soon before Hazard Services arrives in summer of 2019. At only 10 to 15 minutes a shot, it's a good bang for the buck to keep up with the significant changes and make the build adjustments go a little smoother. As far as the build training applications, we think that all forecasters should have taken the tracking mediogram training, so if you haven't taken that, it's worth taking now. The other modules depend on if your office is going to commit to creating damage paths for first responders for the damage path tool, or if you have flash flood responsibility and haven't taken the HPE and ARI modules before. Hydrofocal Points should tentatively plan for a major training course and a new era of configuration with Hazard Services sometime around the summer of 2019. Forecasters with flood and flash flood responsibility should tentatively plan for a major training course somewhere around summer or fall of 2019. While we all know deployment slips could kick this down the road a quarter or two, there is a lot of excitement around the current capabilities as it is, and all the forecaster testers who get a taste of Hazard Services want it sooner rather than later, so Hazard Services has a lot of positive momentum. If you have any questions about AWIPS warning-related system readiness, don't hesitate to contact me.